Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm going to get into this because the DHS official, well, this is funny because you know how they're getting rid of that Title 42? Well, one of the main guys behind it, Mayorkas, is kind of pushing, he's the one that pushes for now. Well, we got to have a plan in place before these billions of illegals come across the border. We got a plan. We're going to put them on a bus and send them to D.C. and this whole border crisis, it's not, this is how bad this world is. Colorado man dies after lighting himself on fire outside the Supreme Court on Earth Day. Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden, business partners, numerous times at the White House. But you know how Biden is. Move along, I'm not to see here. I don't know anything. Yeah. I think he was more in charge of that thing than his dad was. I think it's the other way around. I think Hunter Biden really wasn't doing anything. It was Joe Biden that got him all the kickbacks. Don't worry, this is the liberal left for you. Let's spend $30 million per Stranger Things episode as stocks crash. $13 million. There have been movies that were made for $20 million. Think about that. Brian Stelter of CNN, you know, CNN Plus was doomed because of the timing of the merge. Well, he's been also credited as saying that, you know, we don't really know. I mean, we don't know the failure or success of CNN Plus, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm Chris Wallace, and I left Fox News to go to CNN Plus to be out of a job in 24 days. Ouch. Kind of like when Geraldo Rivera, we're here at Al Capone's vault. We're going to spend 10 years. And when they finally opened up the vault, it's empty. There's nothing there. You would have thought they would have looked to see what was in there and at least plant something, make it look believable. No. I'm glad I just heard about it, but I didn't watch. I mean, I saw like little bits and pieces, but I didn't watch the thing. I knew it was dumb. Oh, well, I got so much I want to get into. Twitter, all kinds of stuff. Don't forget John 14:6. Jesus told him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whenever you're listening. And to everyone around the world, thank you so much for tuning in and what a program we've got for you today. It's just been very interesting. There's been a lot going on. If you haven't heard by now, for $43 billion, I wish I had $43 billion. If I had $1 billion, I would, I don't know whether if I had $1 billion. I'd be a billion, you remember that song? Bare-naked ladies, if I had $1 million. If I had $43 billion, I would offer to buy out Twitter. Yes, he has. Trump is still going to say on True Social, the network he started, so I've not gotten on that. I've wanted to just stick my middle finger out to the freedom of speech and say, nope, sorry, folks, you ain't going to cancel me. And what I said, when I'm in case you didn't understand, sticking my middle finger at these people who are trying to censor me. I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere. So, but Emmanuel Macron has claimed victory in France, and people are like, well, huh, he's not very well liked in France, and how did he get reelected? Makes you wonder. There's a lot of people are saying, did they do something there? I don't know. But thank you so much for tuning in. It just makes you wonder because there's Emmanuel Macron won the French elections, and there's a lot of people that are like, he, no offense, not very well liked, and he got reelected, and they're questioning that, but who knows. Whether it's legit or not, he won reelection. But I'm going to get into this because Mayorkas has basically been pushing to okay the removal of Title 42 at the point, you know, basically allowing, come across the, like, let's just eliminate the fence and just let anyone that wants to come by. They say that the fentanyl and the drugs are pouring into this country left and right, especially like if they ever have like a major crisis, like when they had Katrina, to speed up processes, they were allowing ships to just go through, and they would have cargo ships 100% fully, nothing but coke, heroin, drugs, and they were not checking them, just pushing them in. But, you know, now that he's been pushing this for so long, now he's like, before we really actually enforce not, you know, don't, to where we don't enforce the Title 42, I think we need to have a plan in place. What are we going to do with all these millions of people that come across the, ooh, what a concept. Wow, we're just going to open up the border and let practically anyone that wants to come by, rapists, murderers, no matter who they are, we don't know where they're from, they're not being vetted, who knows what they've been vaccinated for, what they haven't been vaccinated for, and I'm not talking COVID, I'm talking, you know, do they have polio shots, where they from? Do they have, what vaccines, what things have we eliminated that might come back because people haven't been, who knows, typhoid, you never, I don't know, I'm just, you can't candy coat it and say, well, that is so politically incorrect, how dare you? Well, okay, so you're going to tell me that not one person, we've had people that have been deported 7 times that are illegals that have murdered people. I don't want to hear this, that everyone going across is a bad person. All it takes is one. Well, I hope, and I told this woman, I said, I hate to say this, but I hope your son or daughter is killed by a border jumper that's illegal. Maybe then you'll go, oh, well, hey, you know. I'll give you the number to some of these families who have lost someone to a border jumper who's been deported 5 times and killed somebody. Yeah, tell them that not everyone crossing the border is bad. Tell them that. Give them that I'm racist because I want to have a secure border. I want to keep drugs out of this country. Tell them that, yeah. Not everyone who drinks drives. You should be able to drink and drive to an extent. We'll tell that to someone that's lost someone to drinking and driving. How dare you? When I have a border wall and that we shouldn't have borders at all. Okay, well then why do you have a lock? Then you better not have a lock on your door. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come and I'm going to put like a thing on your door so you can open and close the door. It has no locks. You know? You better not, and I'm gonna make sure your car is equipped in a way so you can't lock it, so it's always open. I mean, if you think we should have an open border, then you should have no lock on your door. Better not have an alarm system on there because who's gonna attack you? Everyone coming across the border is great. It's a good person. Don't worry, it's okay, folks. It's okay. The same people that want an open border are the ones that are like, oh, I got a security alarm. I got this and that. I got locks. Yes, you pull these doors apart. It's got 2 sensors that once they're separated, beep. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We're protected. Why do you need that? You don't want a border wall. I mean, it's like, it's racist to have a, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here to tell you guys that it's racist to have a border wall. I know my home in San Francisco has got a border wall. It's got a big wall to keep people out of my house. I know, because I have one. Cause I'm gonna, see, that's okay to have that. See, I can have a wall around my house, but be against the wall as a border. It's okay. Because I'm a Democrat, I can not make sense. And that's okay, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I don't have to make sense. You're kidding me. That's what, you can't have a border wall. You wonder what they would have done if Trump would have been like, oh, I'm against the wall 1,000,000%. I think we need to have open borders. Hello, I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I don't know if you heard, but Trump earlier today said that he wants to have an open border. Are you kidding me? We need to have a wall up and meet me. We need to pass an executive order. We're going to put, and then Trump just come out, and this is Pelosi's wall. We're going to build it. And then they'd be like, we're naming it Pelosi's wall because she wants this. I don't. They would, then once he okay is building the wall, they'd be like, hey, well, how can we build the wall? Now Trump's going to build the wall. That don't make sense. We can't support anything he does. That's just what we live in. Sorry, folks. Not everyone coming across the border is going to be perfect. It's going to be there's going to be probably some great people, but there's going to be a lot of people that aren't great. And who's going to pay for them? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to send them to D.C.? This is how this is how bad this world is. A Colorado man is dead after lighting himself ablaze outside the Supreme Court on Earth Day. The world's coming to an end, so I'm going to burn myself alive. In an incident report by the Washington, D.C. Metro Police Department, MPD, stated that a 50-year-old Wayne Bruce of Boulder, Colorado, carried out the act at 6:05 p.m. Friday, the Hill noted. This is coming off of Breitbart, by the way. The MPB, Supreme Court Police, and Capitol Police responded to a scene after being conveyed to a local hospital via the helicopter. Bruce died from his injuries. He set himself on fire. Wayne Bruce said he was a Buddhist and a climate activist. And, okay, guess what? The earth is now better, thanks to Wayne Bruce. Wayne Bruce, or YNN Wayne Bruce? I said Wayne, that's what I'm, Wayne Bruce. What? Imagine if his parents were alive. What would they, I mean, if that was my son, like, wow. Global warming's not even real, and people are making billions of dollars off it, but you're going to sit there and burn yourself alive? Sounds like those dudes that eat Tide Pods. I don't get it. I don't understand. If I was to be sexual around someone at work, it'd be sexual harassment. If I was to do the same thing in a kindergarten classroom, it'd be education. Oh, you're teaching sexuality to kids. That's okay. But if I did the same thing that they teach in first, second, and third grade, I'd probably get fired and sued and everything. I remember when we get like the books from Africa and stuff and different things, like magazines and stuff, and they would have pictures with the people that are naked, and they'd have like tape over the parts so you couldn't see them. It's a different world. I don't understand this world. I'm going to set myself on fire to stop climate change. You did it. Now you stop global warming. It's okay, folks. Just need to have another tax. I mean, that's what's getting me, because I love motorsports. And when I heard that, like, IndyCar, like, all the tires this year were brought to the track by electric trucks. Penske has a fleet of electric trucks, and now they have, like, electric cars. They have semis that are electric. And they were delivered via the electric trucks, and they're wanting to go to all hand blowers and no paper towels and all this stuff, and they're going to have an electric, like, golf cart that's going to go around that's going to sell, like, T-shirts made from recycled plastic bottles. And then they have, like, this whole press conference stuff they're gonna do to make the 500 more eco-friendly. I'm like, I want to watch racing. I don't want to... Why can't they keep crap out of everything? I just want to see a race. I don't want to... Well, you know that these race cars could... You know that Mount St. Helens did more damage to this earth than every car that's ever been on this earth. I rest my case. What are they going to do? Have, like, battery-powered Indy cars? And, like, instead of adding gas, they have a thing where they just take one battery out and put a new battery in, like a charged one or something. I mean, I just want to watch IndyCar. I don't want to sit there. Well, due to the environmental impact, we're going to have shirts made from recycled bottles. And we're going to have those hand dryers, the blowers that don't do anything. I don't want to hear a Biden speech, okay? Especially in a bathroom. I just want to get paper towel and dry my hands. Nope, can't do that. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, the family tradition since, like, 47, I think it is, or 42 when they did the giant balloon release. Yeah, dude. So many people are complaining due to ecological reasons, so they're stopping that indefinitely. Like, you can't have no... I don't know. Like, you can't do anything without someone going, you can't do this. Someone's got to have their panties in a wad. They're bunched up their butt crack. I don't understand. I'm just don't get this world. Why everyone, I'm so... Are those recycled tires? Because if they're not made from recycled plastic, those tires or whatever, oh, you're damaging the world. You can have me as president. Okay, on day one, folks, I'm going to mandate leaded fuel cars, CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons. Yeah, they're going to be back. You're going to have those. You got 1 year to start adding it back. Look. Yes, you got 1 year to make the cars lead fuel compliant, and if not, $100,000 fine for every car that's not lead fuel compliant. Recycling is now banned. I mean, like I said before, they have eyeglasses that are made from, they have like these boats that pick up all this, like, plastic is floating in the ocean. That's great. That makes sense. I get that. I'm just so tired of them shoving this stuff. Well, this is what we're going to do, and this is, okay, well, like, so what? We're having electric, you know how toxic those batteries are? They're not better for the environment. What do they do with all those batteries when they're, like those wind turbines, they use so much oil and stuff to keep them going. They're not even close to environmentally friendly. They're not that eco-friendly thing that you think they are. They're not like Something's got to keep all those gears and things lubed. Yeah, I had someone at work came back from, I don't want to come back, where were you guys in Mexico? I'm like, you came through the border, right? Through the wall, or where there was a wall? No, we flew back. I'm like, are you kidding me? You could have went through that border wall. You could have probably gotten all kinds of benefits. Yep, I'm here for the free stuff, you know. Biden let me in, wear a Biden let me in t-shirt. He's like, that's not funny, right? Trust me, these people border jumping are getting better benefits and better care than our own vets that died for our country and have all kinds of problems. Don't worry, folks. You got Biden, who's a move along, though. Nothing to see here, president. And, oh, yeah, that's right. There's proof that he met with Hunter Biden's business partners at the White House many times. Huh. Oh, that's kind of funny because, you know, I don't know anything. Hunter Biden's the crackhead and Joe is the one that got him all the deals. Here you go. And that's how it is. I didn't know anything about my son. Yeah, okay. Dude, just admit it. He probably don't know what, because he's so far gone. I mean, there's a new study that say a majority of people say he's not fit. He wasn't fit when he was running. I mean, the people that are parading him around need to go to jail for elder abuse. He is so far gone, it's not even funny. Turning around, shaking, there's no one there but shaking someone's hand. I'm wondering if he's hallucinating. And that's a side effect of the medications. I'm sure he's on all kinds of stuff. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know if anything's going to happen. But I think, all this stuff that he knew, he probably was the accountant or whatever. Hunter, and he was probably the one that, Joe Biden's probably the one that hooked him up and said, okay, yeah, you're going to meet with this person, you're going to get, you know, Hunter Biden probably just sitting there sucking on his crack pipe and Joe did it all. That's my opinion. But at least 19 times. There were people that met with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's business partner, 19 times. That's not coincidental. I thought, well, I knew nothing. Now, you wonder, there's so much factual proof on this, but, like, do you think it's, the question I always ask is, are they trying to get him out of the White House? Are they trying to get him dethroned? I mean, what's the point of this? If ain't nothing going to happen, kind of like Emmanuel Macron, you know, think, okay, he was down in the polls and he ended up coming back.
I'm sure you talked about what Elon Musk did today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's great. And everyone's like, he needs to buy Facebook.
He's going after Bill Gates first.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's my lovely wife. She just walked in and said, hey. But yeah, it's just, I think it's a step because now not only will Trump still have his true social that he's going to be on, you're going to have Twitter is going to be free and a bunch of these people. So you're going to have, we're going to have more than one platform that we can get our voices heard.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. And from what I've heard is people at Twitter are like losing it.
You have any idea?
I'll think of something. But yeah, it's just, but like, you know, I think, but like, it's going to be, it's crazy because like with this, as I get back into this Joe Biden thing, I don't know thing. Yeah, you met with Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Schurin, 19 times. 19 times. Oh, but I know nothing. It's kind of like Eric Holter in the Fast and Furious and the gun running investigation. Remember that? He has to know what's going on because he's in charge of it, but if he knows what's going on, he's in trouble. Well, I can't know anything because I'll be in trouble, but you have to know what's going on because you were running the whole thing. Remember Operation Desert Storm with General Norman H. Schwarzkopf? It'd be like going to him, and he knows nothing about what happened in the war. We had to know because he was the one that was in charge of it. He was the lead guy. But what are we at here? 1:30, almost 30 minutes left in the program, folks. Hard to believe. 32 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. And folks, if you, let me see here. If you go to, let me see here. If you go to paypal.me/weeklyconversation, that's paypal.me/weeklyconversation. If you want to help donate and get this, you know, I do this all by myself, so all the research and everything. So if you want to help donate, I do have a thing, and I am going to get into some awesome, some Manchester United news and some developed things that are going on there that I'm really excited about, that finally we're having someone actually do stuff. So, but remember, I don't know if you ever remember because it wasn't around that long. Remember for that 23 days or whatever, there was a, you know, since no one watched CNN to begin with, like they're going to pay extra to see CNN Plus. And you have Chris Wallace, I'm leaving Fox News because I'm going. Remember when they had those debates? Remember those debates? Presidential debates, and well, they had Chris Wallace be a moderator for one. We got Fox News. We got a moderator. We got Fox News. And I'm like, yeah, he's a liberal douchebag. Anti-American liberal. That's Fox News. That's a liberal douchebag, Chris Wallace. And guess what? When he got the opportunity, I'm leaving on a jet plane so I can go to CNN Plus for 24 days. And now he's out of a job. And then you got Brian Stelter at CNN. Oh, he's come out like with 15 different responses. Like, well, it was doomed because of the timing of the merger and all this stuff that happened when we put this together. Well, and then he's actually come out before, like 2 days ago, saying, well, we don't really know that, you know, actually CNN Plus might have been a big, we don't know if it's a success or not. Dude, you know if it's a success or not by if it's still on the air. If you kept it going and you had tons of people and you had millions of viewers, it'd still be on the air. You'd know it's a success. Don't worry, folks. It's a complete failure. They had like 10,000 or less. I think Benny Johnson gets more on a Facebook Live than CNN Plus is getting. But, I mean, no one watches CNN, let alone pays for it. Who's going to pay for something they don't even want to watch? They can't even, I mean, CNN would have to pay people to watch. Welcome to CNN Plus Plus, where we pay you to watch. Well, we have monitors to make sure you're actually watching it, so if you think you're just going to take the money and not watch, it would literally take CNN to pay people to watch it, and I don't even know if I could. I mean, there's times I have to watch, like, MSNBC and stuff like that. I'll find, like, 30, not, because I want to know what they're saying. Like, when that Paris shooting happened, what is the left saying about this? Because that is a very, very, very strict no-gun country. And look at what's going on. There is massive shootings going on. How could they? They have very, you cannot own a gun as a French citizen, so where'd the guns come from? Yeah. And I wanted to watch, I have to watch MSNBC. I want to know, what are they saying about this? Because they can't say, well, you know, they don't have strict enough gun laws. And it's hard to do, but sometimes I have to watch a clip from CNN or whatever, like a 10-minute clip, or so I know what they're saying. So I know, okay, wow, that's what they're saying about this. I mean, because like this Brian Stelter, he's been like, well, you know, we can't really know whether CNN Plus is a success or fail, but, you know, now he's coming out saying, now, it was doomed from the beginning. Well, which is it, buddy? Do you not know? Well, you know it's a failure, because if it was a success, you would have been bragging out the hill. Failure because you didn't keep it going. It's a business. If a restaurant stays open, chances are they're probably doing pretty darn good. They're making money. If they close the doors, something's probably wrong. If you're not keeping CNN Plus going, it tanked their Brian's common sense. And you're trying to make excuses. No, if people want to watch CNN, they would tune into it. If they really thought CNN was high quality news reporting, they would have said, oh, cool. Not only can I watch CNN, which is amazing and honest, I can watch CNN Plus, which is even more great. Look, okay, CNN sucks, so this is going to be like bad on top of worse. Oh, But, you know, like me and my wife, we grew up in a time when the only fake news was the National Enquirer. Not now. But this is what's crazy. I don't know if you heard about this one. But Netflix is reportedly spending $30 million per Stranger Things episodes as stocks crash and plummet, because people are turning off Netflix because they have a man I'm expecting. I'm sorry. People don't want to watch that. You can pretend you're a girl all day long. When you're 40, you're going to need a prostate exam. I've said this before. You can pretend you're a woman all day long, and you're going to have to get a prostate exam. You can pretend you're a man till you're blue in the face, but at some point you're going to have a pap smear. It's just, there's, you know, if you don't think gender matters, get a rooster and try to lay eggs. Get a bull and try to get milk. And if you don't think gender matters, I think we need to take people that think gender doesn't matter and have them try to milk a bull. Yeah. Go in there. Oh, we sharpened the horns. Yeah, there's a difference. A cow makes milk, a bull doesn't. Bull is a male. You're not, you know, as much as you want to milk that cow, you're not going to get any milk out of it. It's God made two genders, men and women. How hard is that? Well, not really, because, you know, I think I'm a toaster, and I think, how dare you not want to identify me as I'm a great toaster because I don't burn things, okay? I don't understand these. And $30 million per episode? Are you kidding me? What, are they trying to write it off as a loss because their stocks are plummeting? They have to be doing something, because it's just, I mean, I liked Netflix in the beginning because I thought it was like going to be like a movie thing where it just had like, so you could just like, instead of having to rent movies, you could just have like movies on there. And then it was like they started to do some of their own content. And then it's, okay, I like Trailer Park Boys. And then it just went and started, okay, yeah, this is very left. This is, and some of the stuff, the more I saw it was just like getting more left and left. And I'm like, nope. Got about 24 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. Thank you so much. I mean, it's crazy as this whole world unfolds, how out of touch people are with reality. I mean, you have like a poll that has a majority of people believing that Joe Biden is not fit to be president and doubt his mental ability. I'm like, and they're probably the same people that voted for him. But I don't know how anyone can say this country's going in the right direction. This country's falling apart. And then you have a crap load of people that were making more money unemployed because of COVID than employed, and they're like, well, they want that back. Like, what? Wait a minute here. You want that back? Crap loads of kids that want to go to school. Oh, you mean I have to pay? Yeah. Well, how about this? How about you do swimming or basketball or football or soccer or lacrosse or something, and you're in a scholarship. Then you can have some of your schooling paid for. All these kids today want everything, but they don't want to work for it. They just think everything should be given to them. It's just nuts. No one, you know, the old additive, hey, I had 40 bucks in my pocket and look at what I did, look what I accomplished. Not today. Not today, folks. We have people, I'm going to set myself on fire because climate change. It'd be like setting yourself on fire because you think that the Supreme Court does not support atheism. So I'm going to set myself on fire. Well, God's real. So, you know, global warming is not a crisis. Oh, but to that guy it was so bad that he put himself on fire. That's right, folks. I'm going to set myself on fire because I can do that because I'm doing that. Because it was, ever since that happened, that guy set himself on fire, you know, I've noticed that the temperature's gone down. What are people thinking these days? And I'm sure I'll get people write me like, yeah, I get it. I'm right there with you. Okay, let me see here. We got global warming and on Earth Day, I'm going to set myself on fire. Remember, folks, Mount St. Helens did more damage than every car on this planet, so. I'm going to get into this because this is crazy. And then this has to be wokeism, but supposedly there's this report out that BP issues fine for Joe Biden, I did that gas pump stickers. A British oil and gas giant, BP has given fresh meaning to the term sticker shock by reportedly finding a Wisconsin gas station for displaying an image of a grimly smiling Joe Biden with a finger pointed in the caption saying, I did that at the pump.
You've seen those stickers.
Oh, yeah.
I have a client who had a bunch of them.
And they're supposedly finding him for having those, BP is. Oh, I love those stickers. I've seen people that voted for Biden. It's not his fault. Yeah, but if it was Trump as president and we had $4 gas, you'd be blaming him. Wokeism at its finest, folks. Where are we at, folks? It's just this world we live in. Yeah, it's a crazy. I never thought I would see a world where you would just have, how dare you? How dare you? You and your... sorry, folks. I have the right to think for myself and do what I want to. I don't... How dare you? How dare you have your own thoughts? Yeah, I'm going to have my own thoughts. I'm going to think for myself. I'm a conservative. Oh, no. Oh, no. They're going to take... you're going to be fined for not having a... Because you have a sign up there that says, I did that. Well, yeah, you did. Oh, Biden, you did that. You did that. The gas price is yours, buddy. But I hope they fire back. They need to. I'm wondering, this is, before I get into the pandemic, I got to talk about this. The White House Council on Economic Advisors member Jared Bernstein touted the Biden administration's effort to lower inflation. I've never seen an administration that's done more to lower inflation than Biden. God, are you kidding me? Okay. Okay, are you sure you're Bernstein? You're not Hunter Biden in disguise on crack and meth and all that crap? Like, trust me, when these shelves are empty, they're going to say, oh, it's people just buying and buying. And it's the economy is so good that they're buying so much that that's why there's no food on the shelves. That's going to come next because, you know, I mean, this record inflation is lower. We have 40-year record high inflation. Not today, Satan. Not if you talk to Jared Bernstein. Folks, I've never seen an administration do so much to lower the inflation. I know because I'm Jared Bernstein. I know. Let me tell you something. Biden is doing a great job. The gas prices, can't talk about the gas price. Sorry, no. The lowest inflation, he's done more to lower inflation by, are you kidding me?
Done more to raise inflation than
you. Oh, I know, but listen to Jared Bernstein, oh Lord, he'd think Joe Biden's Jesus Christ.
Hey, what? I was watching the fire with my client. Geraldo was going off on Biden and the Democrats about the service member who died drowning. That's why they're not doing anything on the border.
Yeah. And that's nuts, I mean, to think that, you know, it's nice to finally see some people standing up and saying, hey, enough's enough. But that's this world we live in, folks. There are some people that are slowly waking up and going, wait a minute here. What the heck? I may not have liked Trump, but this guy, no.
And I've even heard a lot of people say, as a person or personally, his personality, do they like Trump? No. But they love him as a president.
Yeah. Wow. But that's, and I see a lot of good, you know, with this, Elon Musk taking over Twitter and things. It's going to be, I never left. Because I wanted to stick a middle finger to people and be like, no, sorry, I'm not going anywhere. you ain't gonna erase my freedoms. But
how many times did you get banned?
Twice. Where I basically I had to, like, I couldn't, like, if I didn't delete it, they were gonna ban me permanently. But I was blocked. Like, once I deleted it, I was blocked for like a like 2 weeks. But let's see, where am I here? Like Facebook, heck, I've almost had my conversation page taken down and everything. It's basically like I do one more thing no matter what. But I want to get on to some Premier League news and everything. And so thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Don't forget, PayPal me, paypal.me/weeklyconversation if you'd like to donate. That's my PayPal. Help me out because I do 100% of this. This is taken away from my time with my wife and my niece and my family, and it takes a lot of research. And yep. But I want to get into, ever since Ten Hag has been announced he's manager, it's at United. I think it's been, finally we're getting someone who's, like, doing stuff for the right, like, he was, I think it's coming up where he's going to do a Zoom call with all the players and wants to talk to them and get to know them and say, hey, X, Y, and Z, this is what's going on, this is what we're doing, this is what I want to, you know, like, at a job, a lot of time to do exit interviews. Why are you leaving? What's going on? And if you're staying in the same town and you're going to another place, why are you leaving? What's going on? What have we done wrong? Ask Pogba, why is he going? What is going on? Hey, these people that are complaining and pissing and moaning, because that's all going to stop. Ronaldo is where he is because he works hard. If you're having a bad game, you're having a bad game. If you're not performing, don't complain and piss and moan. And there's so much, I mean, and that dressing room is so lost. And he wants to put an end to a lot of stuff. There's been talk, well, how much is he going to have? His spending budget was a big issue. I mean, Ralph Rangnick's basically come out and said, like, hey, you basically need to get a whole new team. All those people on the pitch, except for maybe Ronaldo and De Gea, could go. They're not, they're all...
Tell you what, when De Gea goes, I'm never watching Man United again.
Oh, he's going to leave at some point in his life.
If they're out,
oh, they're not going to force him out, but... If he went, he would go on his own. But why would you get rid of probably the greatest goalkeeper in history? I mean, no one said we wanted him out. Ralph Rangnick basically said besides him and, like, him and Ronaldo, everyone could leave. And that's the thing. I mean, but if Ten Hag comes in and says, okay, I'm going to start fresh with a whole new group of people, and I don't know, I would still want, I mean, because I was talking to a guy at work, and I'm like, he goes, what do you think about, would you want to keep Ronaldo for next season? I'm like, well, in a way, yes, but in a way, I want to get people that are going to be there for 3 or 4 good years, and I hope that they find some decent talent. And what I mean is, here's £70 million or €70 million. Get me 3 players that are decent. Because there's been a couple players that were reportedly wanting, like, okay, yeah, sorry, I guess you're not going anywhere. Because, like, I don't know who's going to pay, like, $120 or $130 for Declan Rice. I'm sure. I don't know. I don't. There was someone else Mark was talking about that they want, like, he's wanting like 160, and my, ain't no one's going to spend 160. I would want, like, well, United would. There's your one player. Good luck. And that's the thing. I want to see United get some. Okay, look at this. Look at these four players. And we spent 70 million euros. There you go. Or even three players. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I'm just really like, okay, let's have this. I want to have this Zoom call. I want to talk to everyone. I want to let them know what's going on. And I want to know, you know, try to nip stuff in the bud instead of, okay, well, folks, we got 2 weeks until the start of the preseason, and Manchester United are still debating on who they want as their manager. You know, I love it how this is what's going on. We got a manager. This is what I want. Now, what's going to be nice is to see if he says, I don't care, you know, Harry Maguire is worth about, should be in the championship. Okay, this would, bye. I don't want him. He's not my problem. I don't care. I want him gone. So, you know, if you get like a marquee signing like him, I mean, I'm sorry. He was a lump of coal that turned into a cubic zirconia, not a diamond. And he's not. And he shouldn't be the captain, let alone at United to begin with. And I don't think he should ever put a jersey on again. That's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Just like you have your opinion, you can be entitled to that. Do I condone like those bomb threat emails he got and stuff? No, I don't. I don't condone violence, but you have the right to criticize. You got to grow a pair, okay? If someone says when people have contacted me or you know and disagree and so what or you're no good or this whatever the case, okay, that's your opinion. Great, bye, see ya. You know, we have a right at United to have an opinion about players as a fan. If you can't handle the criticism, then step up your game or find another career. It's not that difficult. Step up your game or find another job. A guy on Twitter said I'm no good. Well, I can't believe I was dropped under it. Yeah, because you ain't done nothing. We pay a 5-3-2 with five at the back. And you're not supposed to let anybody score. And you're supposed to kind of, oh, yeah, the last, ooh. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, 5 minutes, 4 minutes in, you allow a goal to score. How can you? Oh. That's where Harry Maguire kind of looked like Urkel. Did I do that? Yeah, you did do that. You're the captain. You didn't even do a after-match, post-match press conference. That's what people in that position do, but nope, not.
Hey, what? Bengal or whatever, Mourinho, even if Mourinho said whatever he said, he still took accountability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Even when if he got thrown out of the game and he's like, yeah, this is what I did. That, this is what I did. Yeah, you know, take man up and say, hey, I screwed up. I would respect someone manning up. Hey, yeah, you screwed up, but at least you're owning up to it. But, you know, you're not going to win every game. You're not going to lose every game. You can be very good And guess what? Everyone's a diamond in the rough. And it takes one little, whoops, slipped. Okay, there's your ankle. Bye-bye. And you're done. And you're not, you know, that's why I want to see them try to find like three players for 70 million pounds to hopefully get, okay, in case one guy doesn't work out and one guy doesn't, hey, you got two others to fall back on instead of spending all this money on one player. And if he doesn't work out, then what do you do?
Or you get seriously injured.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, but when you've had a lot of players at with 90 seconds left that have been at United, that Bruno Fernandes is like an upcoming star, I thought, and he hasn't. There's some players that, okay, they should have gotten way better. They haven't improved. They haven't gotten worse or better. And it's like, okay, and it's nice that Ten Hag is bringing in a lot of his own personnel so we can have some new blood at this club. You know? I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. This whole, yeah, I'm going to criticize players. So what, you don't like it? If I may like Aaron Wan-Bissaka. I may like this player, but he may have a bad game, and I'm going to call him out when he has a terrible game. We need this whole, you can only speak if I agree with what you're saying. If not, you can't speak. Screw that. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, to mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
Any chance you feel up